Good morning and welcome to our daily devotional, following the daily prayer structure in the Book of Common Prayer and taking the appointed psalms and readings from the Church of Ireland directory. A moment of silence as we draw close to God. In everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth will proclaim your praises. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord's name be praised. The psalm appointed for today is Psalm 147, beginning at verse 1. It's a beautiful hymn of praise. Praise the Lord. How good it is to sing praises to our God. How pleasant and fitting to praise him. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the exile of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of the stars and calls them each by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. The Lord sustains the humble, but casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make music to our God on the harp. He covers the sky with clouds. He supplies the earth with rain and makes grass grow on the hills. He provides food for the cattle and for the young ravens when they call. His pleasure is not in the strength of the horse, nor his delight in the legs of a man. The Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love. The canticle appointed for today is the Song of Isaiah, found on page 132. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my might. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation, and you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name. Make known his deeds among the nations, proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be known in all the earth. Shout aloud and sing for joy, O royal Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. The reading appointed for today is from Acts chapter 6, beginning at verse 1. It's about the choosing of the 7 helpers. In those days when the number of disciples were increasing, the Grecian Jews among them complained against the Hebraic Jews because their widows were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food. So the 12 gathered all the disciples together and said, "It would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the Word of God in order to wait on tables. Brothers, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom. We will turn this responsibility over to them, and will give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the word." This proposal pleased the whole group. They chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit. Also Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas from Antioch, a convert to Judaism. They presented these men to the apostles, who prayed and laid their hands on them. So the word of God spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly, and a large number of priests became obedient to the faith. Following our reading, we have the Canticle Benedictus. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who has come to his people and set them free. The Lord has raised up for us a mighty Saviour, born of the house of his servant David. Through the holy prophets, God promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of those who hate us, to show mercy to our forebears, and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath which he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous before him all the days of our life. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of all their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. Our prayers for Wednesday focus on the cross of Christ, reconciliation, and human relationships. Loving Father, you've reconciled us to yourself in Christ. By your Spirit, you enable us to live as your sons and daughters. We pray for personal relationships, for the home and family life. We think of all the families in our parish. We think of children deprived of home, particularly those who are living in homeless accommodation or emergency accommodation, those who long to have a home of their own. We pray for friends, relatives, and neighbours. We pray for relationships in daily life and work. We pray for those who are estranged, or lonely, or living in difficult relationships. We pray for those who feel unloved or forgotten. We pray for all ministries of care, particularly the work of the Church, as the people of God reach out to others to show them your love. Loving Father, we give you thanks for the obedience of Christ fulfilled in the cross, the way in which he bore the sins of the world, and his mercy for the world, which never fails us. We thank you for the joy of loving and being loved, for our family and our friends, for those who support us in so many ways. We thank you for the lives to which our own are bound, and for the gift of peace with you and with one another. We thank you for the communities in whose life we share, and particularly the community in our church family. We thank you for all relationships in which reconciliation and peace may be known. Help us to share in Christ's ministry of love and service to one another, through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who in the unity of the Holy Spirit is one with you forever. Amen. In a moment of silence, we bring before God those known to us in need of prayer at this time. Eyes of Jesus, look upon them. Hands of Jesus, hold them. Arms of Jesus, enfold them. Feet of Jesus, guide them. Heart of Jesus, pour your love upon them. The General Collect. Go before us, Lord, in all our doings, with your most gracious favour, and further us with your continual help, that in all our works begun, continued, and ended in you, we may glorify your holy name, and finally, by your mercy, attain everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And the prayer that Jesus himself taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all evermore. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and those you love, this day and always. Amen.